The Bible already told me who I am. Watch this, I'm gonna give you an example. Hey, right here. I'm gonna give you an example. And I'm gonna get right to my scriptures, right here. Who are you? Okay? I'm gonna give you an example now. Who are you? All right, I'm gonna give you an example. Who are you? Okay? Right here, who are you? Okay? Now watch this. Are y'all listening? Young people, are you listening? Jamel Jai, are you listening? I can call them by name because they mine. Listen, I ask people in the house of God, who are they? Okay? You know what they did? All of them gave me their name. Did I ask them what their name was? I asked them, who are they? Sometimes we don't understand sometimes, man. You get defeated, you get moody, grouchy in your mood swing, this and that and the other, because somebody called you something. But is that who you are? I asked all of them, who are you? They gave me their name. I am a man of God, made in God's image after his likeness. I am valuable within the kingdom of God. God said, I'm more than a conqueror. God said, great is he that is in. That's who I am. That's who I am. I'm a father of the Most High God. That's who I am. I'm a believer. That's who I am. I'm Christ-like. That's who I am. I walk after the Spirit, not by the flesh. That's who I am. Man, are you going to take that? Who are you, man? I thought you were bigger and better than that. Who are you? You going to take what they saying to you? They over there doing that to you. Who are you, man? Young people, listen to me. Who are you? I'm more than a conqueror. So therefore, I stand only on the word of God, on the word of truth. That's who I am. If you ask me my name Anthony Johnson, but I prefer you say AJ. That's my name. What's your name, AJ? Different paths, man. Have I always thought like that? No. How I used to think, Miss Kathy, oh man, I'm finna go out there and make all the money. I'm finna make money with my face on it. Miss Kathy, this is how I used to think. Oh, I am the stuff. I'm the junk. That's me. Yeah. I'm all that and some. Yeah, that's how I used to think. Yeah. I got that swag. Yeah, I can get anybody. I can do anything. I can do this and that and the other. Yeah. That's how I used to operate, Miss Kathy. But when you dive in that word, you can't change. You can't change things out there. When you dive in the word, you know what changed? You know what changes the stuff out there? When you dive in the word changes things. Oh, y'all tripping, right? Okay, y'all tripping. Watch this. All the things that's going on in your life right now, you do it in your own strength, in your own might, in your own mind. How far are you going? I can tell you how far you're going. You're going to find Bishop's number, and you're going to go to his office, and you're going to call him. Why? Because now you need some help, because you done messed it all up. See, one of our problems, man, and God is so God that what I'm saying right now wasn't even in my message. That's how when you know you just caught up in the word and you fellowshipping with him. Because my message, man, is something serious. I had about 15 different ways I wanted to go. And all those ways, I said, nope, I'm going this way right here. And then guess what? That way right there, I'm not even going right now. But when you in that word, it's going to lead God and direct you. That you understand that you are not designed to fix your. When you caught up in the word, you'll start thinking like this. Well, you know, my diabetes, when did it become yours? Okay, watch this. When you understand that when you get in the word will fix your problem, right? Wrong. When you dive in the word, you understand that the problem that's trying to attack you, the word is going to conquer it. Wrong. The enemy is crafty, man. You got to understand language. You got to understand words. When I understand the word is going to get in me by me reading, studying, meditating, hearing. Faith come by hearing and hearing by the word of God. When I dive into the word, I understand the word have already fixed the problem. It's not my problem. The word is not going to fix the problem. The word have already conquered the problem. So our fight is not against flesh and blood, Adam. Our fight is not against flesh and blood. Because I'm learning the word. Miss Gail can roll her eyes at me 12 ways from Sunday. But when I realize the word does not change, something going on spiritually in her life. Well, if it's an evil spirit, what? Y'all do know it's evil spirits out there, right? I mean, I'm just telling you. So something going on over there. So what I need to do is Michael Jackson moonwalk. Get out of all of that drama away and love from a distance. And whenever I need to approach, I approach under the leadership of the God that we serve, because he's going to lead, guide, and direct me. Because at that moment, I might not need to be there to try to push my whatever on Miss Gail. She might just needed a moment to gather herself. Because if she's in the word, Miss Kathy, the word going to stir all that up in her. And it's going to bug her. It's going to nudge at her. It's not going to sit well with her, even though she probably rolled her eyes 12 ways from Sunday with me. That's not my fight. It's not my fight. So I don't lace up my boots to fight back. I Michael Jackson move and walk out the way and understand that I go over here and hang out with the boss because she always want to hang with me. But then when God lead and God direct me, then I go to her and it's going to happen. It's going to happen because apology is going to happen. Or if it don't happen, I'm still going to walk in love and smile. Hey, no matter what happens, God's still God. Am I right? Watch this then, people. God ain't never not been God. Still God. He never not been God. God forever sit on the throne. Forever sits on the throne. Whether you lose contact or not, whether you disunplug yourself or not, amen? God sits on the throne, amen? So find out where you're supposed to fit in the family of God. And then God gonna place you where you need to be. He don't have to discover right now, oh man, I think I need him over here, over there. No. Is that God? Is that God? No, God already have a plan for you. Didn't his word say he knew you before you was even formed? So guess what? The problem, not your problem, but the problems that's trying to overtake you or that's trying to get at your thoughts or try to lead you by emotion, those problems, guess what? They have already been fixed. They have already been fixed. How you know, AJ? Because the fight already been won.